Kim, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
You're not too bad, thank you.
So, Kim, realistically, can we expect a significant increase in children cycling to school, or what do you think?
So we hope that now that children have the option to ride on footpaths, we are going to see an increase. And for us, it's about making sure that children that are riding to school between primary school to high school, that they continue to ride during that change of schooling years. So previously, when they had to stop riding on the footpaths at age 12, we saw a lot of kids get to year 6 or the end of primary school, and they didn't want to ride to high school because they couldn't see a feasible option for them to get there safely. So we're hoping if they can ride on the footpaths now, that they're going to find ways of getting to school and riding instead of being driven or on the bus or play things like that.
And how accommodating rather are schools for cyclists, and can we expect this to also increase due to the law change?
I think it would. I think a lot of the main concern at the moment is obviously a few of the dangers when kids are riding to school. So I think having that option as a footpath as opposed to the road can actually help the schools realise that getting to school by bike is a lot better for kids, both mentally and physically, getting outdoors. We are helping a lot of schools at the moment actually get bike racks installed and doing bicycle education campaigns for the kids as well to try and making it a bike-friendly way to really get to school.
Right. Well, with potentially more children riding on the footpath, should there be any more precautionary steps people should be taking with more cyclists with the pedestrians?
I think it's about mutual respect. So same as on the roads, giving each other respect on who's around you. Obviously with the cyclists as well as pedestrians, just making yourself aware of what's actually there and being courteous to the people around you, the same as you are anywhere else.
Right. If you're just tuning in, we're joined by Kim Lavender from Bicycle New South Wales, discussing the law change allowing children up to the years of 16 years old to cycle on the footpath. Now, Kim, with the introduction of the minimum passing distance rule and cyclist safety media campaigns, is there a growing awareness for cyclist safety among drivers, do you think?
I think there is, but I also think there needs to be a lot more to be done. We get still a lot of people who call up who are quite unsure about the minimum passing distance, so we spend a little bit of time explaining it to them. For us, it's all about trying to make bicycle riders more safe when they're out on the roads and getting more people aware of what the actual laws are as well. So I think there still needs to be more done about bringing awareness of all the bicycle laws to all road users.
And just to clarify, what is the minimum passing distance rule?
So if the speed limit is 60 kilometres or under, you need to provide 1 metre of space when you're overtaking a bike rider. And if the speed limit is over 60 kilometres, it's 1.5 metres. So that distance is measured from the furthest point of the bike rider to the furthest point of the car. So usually from the bike's handlebars or maybe the bike rider's shoulder to the car's mirror.
Right. And well, children under 16, they're not the only ones who are worried about cycling on the roads. Do you think this change is going far enough?
To be honest, Bicycle New South Wales was disappointed that the age had only been increased to 16. Most other states around Australia actually have it for all ages. So we were wanting to see that result as well. We think that there is a lot of riders out there that don't feel comfortable riding on the road. So when there isn't cycling infrastructure, it'd be great to have footpaths as an option to hopefully ride a little bit further, maybe start riding to work, doing recreational rides on weekends. So that's what we would like to see. We're just disappointed that it had only been increased to 16.
Right. Well, it'll be interesting to see how the laws change in the future. Kim, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.